From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, while the leaders of France and Germany announce they're also heading to Ukraine with a new peace proposal. Ahead of Kerry's arrival, a senior State Department official announced that the U.S. is providing Ukraine with an additional $16.4 million in aid to help civilians affected by fighting between Ukraine's military and pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. The official said the U.S. and its allies will continue to consider providing defensive lethal weapons. It's a step Washington has so far been reluctant to take. The official added that the U.S. and its European partners may soon consider more sanctions against Russia. The death toll from the crash of a passenger plane in Taiwan has risen to at least 31 Thursday as search and rescue operations continued for 12 people missing. The internet video showed the twin-engine plane moments after takeoff from Taipei's Songshan Airport Wednesday, bound for the Kinmen Islands. The plane's left wing, perpendicular to the ground, is seen clipping an elevated highway and a taxi before crashing into the Keelung River. Ling Taiming is the head of Taiwan's Civil Aeronautic Administration. He said Thursday that the search for the missing passengers continues. He said the head and tail of the plane has been recovered and is out of water. However, the wreckage remains in the water due to fast currents. The cause of the crash is being investigated. U.S. President Barack Obama and the Dalai Lama will attend the annual National Prayer Breakfast Thursday in Washington. However, it's not clear whether the two will meet. White House officials Wednesday downplayed suggestions that President Obama will interact publicly. VOA News. Jordan's King Abdullah has vowed to step up Jordan's role in fighting the Islamic State militants after the group's gruesome killing of a Jordanian pilot. The murder of that pilot triggered international condemnation and prompted Jordanian authorities to execute two Iraqi prisoners. King Abdullah cut short a trip to Washington to attend personally to the events. Our Jordanian government spokesman says the military intends to work more closely with coalition partners in defeating ISIL.
We are talking about a collaborative effort between coalition members in order to intensify our efforts and work to stop extremism and terrorism and to undermine and degrade and eventually finish Daesh.
And now to Australia, where journalist Peter Gresty says he wants to remain a foreign news correspondent even after spending 400 days in an Egyptian jail on charges of broadcasting false news. The Al Jazeera journalist was deported from Egypt early this week. He smiled broadly as he spoke at a news conference Thursday alongside his parents in Brisbane.
I don't want to give this up, my job up. I'm a correspondent. It's what I do. How I do it, whether I actually do go ahead with it, I don't know. That's the way I feel right now.
And now to Cameroon, where officials there say a group of about 800 fighters from the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram attacked Cameroonian soldiers Thursday in a continuation of cross-border clashes as multiple governments try to defeat the insurgents. The militants attacked in Fotokol after fleeing clashes with Chadian forces across the border in the Nigerian town of Gambaru, according to Issa Chikoma Bakari, a government spokesman and minister of communications for Cameroon.
After fierce fighting, the enemy was once more booted out, incurring over more than 50 deaths amongst its troops. The response of our army led to the seizing of huge war material.
And now to Brazil, where some Brazilian cities have canceled their annual carnival festivities, fearing a water shortage during the country's worst droughts in decades. Marcelo Daniel is the Secretary of Culture for Araras. He said they've canceled the street carnival to stop tourists coming to the city, so it's a little quieter. They don't have good conditions for a big celebration. Brazil's carnival begins February 13th and continues through February 16th. Ebola cases have gone up for the first time this year in three West African countries where transmission remains active. The World Health Organization says 124 new cases were reported last week. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.